a dream, but when you go out there and you decide you go for it, that and you have some accomplishment, it makes it start to become real. The greatest thing is the confidence that comes from you. Maybe, you know, you start running, you decide we're going to go for this, and you run down, you make some progress. Maybe you change direction down the road, but what you gain from that is the confidence that I can move forward towards goals that I want in my life. Sometimes one big step can make the difference. There's so many people out there that are on the fence. They're on the bubble. They don't know if they're good enough. They know they can survive, but they don't know if they could be great. They don't know if they could really be, you know, really do the great things they want in their life.
And you know, Larry, such a good point. Larry, it's such a good point what you're saying right now. And I was thinking about it that, you know, early on in the business of Victoria and I just, just exploding, you know, as we hit early on right away, just hit the bull, you know, just hit the pavement hard, got this thing going, got it up off the ground, got an explosion immediately. And one thing that I would always think is we were self-improving like crazy. We were changing like crazy. We were always asking for help. We were coachable, which means you're open-minded to the idea of the proper way of handling things. And what I realized was that I thought like everybody was doing that. I thought like everybody was self-improving, that everybody, and really if you think about it, if people choose to change, if people choose to self-improve, if people make that decision to do that, they're going to change their life. You know, you hear change your thoughts, change your life. If people would self-improve, it would be a better world. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, people thinking is so small, and because there's nobody out there that wants to inspire somebody to have more, to become more, to do more. And so to go against the grain where everybody works, you know, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, weekends off, play now, pay for it later. And here we are, an opportunity saying, hey, pay up front to play for the rest of your life. This book is a perfect timing that you can get into people's hands and they can increase their value in the marketplace. They could really add value to their thinking. And it's just, it's awesome. And I mean that is that I thought everybody self-improved. It's like, we self-improved. And that was the edge, that we had the mental edge through adversity. We had the mental edge when things weren't going right. And that is the difference from winning and losing. That little difference between a $50,000 earner and a $500,000 earner, I really believe, is their attitude under pressure, their attitude when things don't go right. And I think that this book truly magnifies, MRIs where people are at and how they can get better, Larry.
Neil, you've hit the head right. That is exactly it, is their attitude under pressure, their belief under pressure, whether they have the confidence. I think one reason people don't ask questions, they don't do the self-improvement, is that inside their own heart, they don't believe they're good enough. And until they actually have some accomplishment themselves, the real confidence that does not go away, the real concrete style confidence is the confidence that comes from achievement. And, you know, you're never going to have any achievement until you make that decision and start moving forward. But it's like Victoria, even with kids. You know, they say one of the greatest gifts you can give to a kid is get them out there and create the experience of them going out doing something and earning their own money. And they can experience making money that's theirs. You know, that's so much different than an allowance or, for doing chores or something. This is something they went out and created for themselves. And that's really what we're trying to do with, it's hard. You can tell people they're good enough, but until they convince themselves, they're vulnerable. They're fragile, and that's when they're you know, it's just like a baby when they're born. You know, they're most vulnerable to disease and infection in the first 14 days. And so, you know, you really put the protection around them at that point. Then they start to build their own immune system. And that's what really the book is about, is where you get attacked in life. You're going to go out and make your way in the world. There's going to be germs. There's going to be infection. There's going to be things that challenge you. And you want to be strong enough inside to where you know how to stand up to that. And so, Victoria, when I'm talking about those, you got anything that jumps into your mind where that you guys have had to learn? Go ahead.
Actually, yes. But one of the other things that I really liked about this book that I wanted to share is that the stories of A.L. Williams' experience, that A.L. Williams experience, the fear part of our history, and for people to read that, I think it's really important because I believe that we should all have pride in where we come from and what we're about. And I really enjoyed the moments that you've shared as you were going out, for example, when you went to open up your first office in North Carolina. And, you know, it's chapter two, and you're talking about setting big activity goals. But the part I really liked is when we're talking about you've never done this before, you're a new RVP, you've never been on your own, you're opening up your office. And for people to read that as a brand new RVP getting ready to do that for that moment, and I remember having that scared to death moment, and I just remember so bad wanting to be an RVP and so bad wanting to have our office, and you know, and having that six-figure income, and for us to be able to do that in 3 years, if we had a book like this, then you know, some of that mental stress probably would have been alleviated, and we just would have been charging even further than that. Because for somebody to have in writing, you know, your experience like that, you know, just the specific do's and don'ts through your journey. You mentioned how, in order to build a business out there, you set a goal for 500 appointments, and sometimes we set huge goals and feel overwhelmed and say, man, what did I just confess to? You know, how am I going to do this? But you knew how to do it. And, you know, you said, you know, it took you 3 months, but you ended up setting up 135 appointments only because you set such a huge goal of 500, and you did it. And you were able to have the right number of people and the right people to grow your business in a huge way. So, everything is relatable like that. So there's a lot of pinnacle moments in our business that, you know, you like that book says, fear the fear and do it anyway. And I can't put it any more clear than that, is that you're going to have that journey, and everyone needs help. You know, everyone needs a coach. Yeah, everyone needs something that that they're going to read, that it's going to inspire them. But this is kind of like almost like a guide, like the book Pushing Up People. You know, and in leadership, you need that guidance. It's a reference book to go back to, and that's kind of how I look at this.
Basically, you learn how to push yourself up. You know, I remember how encouraging it was early in my career to hear when Art Williams said, "Hey, Larry, everybody has doubts. Everybody questions themselves." You know, because you know, when you think about it, of course, he said even the president. You know, this time Art was he was active in politics and, you know, fundraising and this and the other. You know, he had a lot of politicians because the company was prominent. He said everybody is, doubts themselves. And you know, the thing about overcoming, like you said, you know, you have the fears, you got to overcome it. And I saw that phrase, overcome. You know, you got to overcome your doubts. You don't have to overcome your doubts 100%. You got to overcome your doubts 51%, just enough to get yourself off the square to go for it. And the whole thing is, you got, you know, this is you operating inside and getting your own system where you understand these things and you can keep driving yourself forward. And you don't have to take your whole life to learn this stuff, Jeff. You got to comment on. You want to jump in on this, Jeff?
Yeah, Larry. I think this topic is so important. You know, just the whole topic of, you know, when you're scared, or when you have doubts, or when you have fear, which everybody has, how do you respond, and what is the best way to respond? And I think sometimes people are always waiting for that fear to go away, but the more you think about it, the more it's there. And as Victoria was saying in chapter two, where you talk a lot about it. And, you know, the only way you're going to overcome that fear is through massive activity. You know, most people want big results with half-hearted efforts, but the only way you're going to get big results is massive activity, you know. And the reason why is momentum. You know, I just think about when we moved to Las Vegas 4 years ago, I was scared to death, you know, and it wasn't we had done it before, but I was still scared. I mean, and I don't think that ever goes away. You know, I think the difference between someone that wins big and someone who doesn't isn't someone who's not scared or someone who doesn't have doubts or doesn't have fear. It's the person that goes and does it anyway and creates massive activity. And when you start, you know, when you set a big goal, like Victoria was talking about, and you know, you talk about in the book, when you set a big goal and you go for it, and you just give it everything you got, and you create massive activity, you put in a massive amount of effort, you start creating momentum. And when momentum is on your side, you know, it will do amazing things. You know, you heard the saying, everybody's heard it, you know, momentum will make a weak leader look strong, but the lack of momentum will make a strong leader look weak. And what massive activity does, regardless of the emotions going on in your mind, when you have massive activity, it creates momentum. And momentum is the most important thing that we can create in business, you know. And very rarely do you sit down and you read a book and someone's talking about massive activity and being nervous and just going for it anyway and just give it everything you got, and eventually good things are going to happen, as long as under pressure that you're reacting the right way, which is do more, you know, continue to do more, continue to get better, you know, which is the next chapter in your book is adjusting. And so you've got to do as much as you can and then continue to get better as you're going. You know, you adjust along the way. You know, I always use the phrase that God can't steer a parked car. You got to move forward in order for him to be able to steer your life. You know, it's not like you can sit there and be able to move. You know, if you're sitting in a car and you're trying to turn the steering wheel, it's tough. But if you're moving forward, it's a lot easier. And I think that's, you know, what it comes down to, you know, as somebody's getting started and they really want to go to the next level, that they've got to put in a massive activity in a short amount of time and just know that that fear isn't going to go away, but it will be masked. I mean, you're going to have a lot less fear, a lot less doubts when you're working a lot, you know. And I think another thing is people are always, you know, trying to figure out, especially in our business, how can I diminish somebody else's fear? How can I? Well, you know, you can't. You just got to go for it, provide the right example, give it everything you got, and inspire people through your actions and your results, and just let people know, hey, I'm scared too. You know, I doubt myself too. I think everybody does, and that's a natural thing, but winners just do it anyway. And for the person who's a PhD or someone who, you know, is always trying to figure out success, the interviewer, you know, we could call them, who, you know, honestly is writing most books, they can't figure out what it means to just go do it anyway. They just can't figure it out. But the person who's actually won realizes that all those fears, all those doubts, they're never going to go away. You just got to go do it anyway. And eventually that activity and that momentum, you know, puts the odds in your favor. And I think that's what everybody wants.
Yeah. And any big leader in any arena, right, behind any accomplishment, you know, like you go through life, I said that in Atlanta, that, you know, you have environment, you have mentors, but then you accomplish things with projects and deadlines. And every project that you launch, like every month we launch a new month of production, you know, every time you get a promotion, you launch a campaign to get your next promotion. You know, at every stage in life, if you want to move up, you've got to launch it with a massive, kick it off with a massive burst of activity. And behind every great leader, what people, if they were listening, they would have heard you move three times, and every time you said, every time you got on location, you launched with massive activity. That's why you've always been successful. And, you know, like we hear, like Alex McAdvan, he said, you know, his first, when he started his business, he added up the miles he had driven in his car, and it was enough to go drive around the whole earth, you know, in the first year or so. You know, every great leader's got a story of massive activity. When I, it when I went up to North Carolina as a division manager, by the way, I was only an RVP 18 months later, 20 months later. But the thing was that I knew I had a ton of appointments. I was going to have to pay the price, the prospecting price, for success. I knew I had to do a huge number of appointments to get some traction, to get some people, to get some experience, to get going. I did not know what that number was. Nobody knows the future, but I knew it was a big number. So I said, maybe it's 500, maybe it's more, maybe it's less, but I'm going to go for 500 appointments as fast as I possibly can, and then I'll know something. And so, I was able to knock out 133 or 5 or something in the first 90 days, and there it became a blur of activity. And that's what it took for at least the first 90 days. And, Neil, every time you get ready to do anything and you've done it in your life, you've launched it, and that's the second chapter of the book. It's not just do it. If you just do it, you're going to underestimate how much effort. But when I see you guys operate, I see you drop the bombs. And it's the style of the way, it's revealed in the way when you get time on the stage, when you get a chance to talk in an environment, you give it everything you've got. People understand you're going to come with a full fury of Neil Gerfein because he's going to leave nothing to chance. And that's because it speaks to the pattern of your life, which has driven the success of your organization. You're the nuclear reactor. All of us are the nuclear reactor, the core of our business. And if the center, with you and Victoria, the center of your business, and Jeff and Kelsey, the center of their business, are on fire and are overdoing it, that just powers everybody else. And it kind of the power comes from inside there. But you've not been somebody just go through the motion. I mean, your whole style has been overdoing. Did you have to learn that, or did you grow up with that? Where did you learn that, Neil?
Well, I think that just kind of I think it was in me. I think, growing up, seeing how hard my parents worked, they were just always working hard, just wrong vehicles. Right driver, wrong vehicle. And when we saw Primerica, we felt we know that we were the right driver and this was the right vehicle. And like in chapter 4, you talk about don't just start, finish. It talks about to overcome our default thinking. We need mental toughness that kicks in at the toughest times and drives you to shut up, stay focused, and keep fighting until you finish. And you break it down into three different causes. Our mental toughness is to disappear right when we need it most. And overconfidence is the momentum we generated from previous success. Number two, the mistaken belief that we've surpassed all the hurdles. And number three, exhaustion. And I think the key here is that when people realize, okay, what's your role? What's your role? And, it's so awesome. You have Jeff on the phone and, they're just perfect dynamic of where they're at in their life and what they're about to do with Primerica, what they've already done in Primerica. And then Victoria and myself, it's a perfect combo for people to understand that this is so important. But what's your role? What's your role? Your role is really to become a great student. You know what I mean? And to add value on already accomplishments perhaps you've done in life. Because a lot of people come in and they go, well, I've already achieved this and I've already achieved that. And it's like, and that's why I'm so excited about you, because now you're going to even add more value to your own personal achievement and resume that you've done in your life. And I think that people need to understand it's endless growth. Jeff saying that tries to read a book a week, and, successful people have read 50 books. It's so important that people are reading the right book. You go around in a bait shop and go, all right, who's self-improved? And raise your hand for reading a book. And then people start raising their hand, and you're like, okay, what book you reading? And they're like, and they're like, oh, I'm reading 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I said, no, you're still on the 64th habit. You know what I mean? People like John Grisham, no, that's not self-improvement. Mutual Funds for Dummies, okay, that's not self-improvement. You know what I mean? They're important components, but the real material that's going to get someone to get into a we, our, us, is to be a student of the business. And I think that, Jeff's done a great job at that. I feel I've done a significant job in it. And I think that this book will give people the concrete to hold on that they can do a great job in it as well. And it makes them understand their internal inception responsibility to do it despite how they feel or do it despite what's going on, and that's just the difference between winning and losing and greatness and mediocre.
Yeah, this is the stuff that goes beyond technique and styles and systems and things like this. This goes beyond, this goes into what, you know, this is why it's not my book. You know, this is not why it's not like my system. This is the system. This is how big hitters operate. It's actually how we start our life. You know, you think a little kid, you know, we know this when we're, you know, we instinctively, we fall into these patterns. Like, you know, you've got the 10-month-old there. You know, when kids turn into toddlers, you know, they're very decisive. They're like, you know, they're in a room with toys and, you know, other kids or little babies or something. They see a red truck. I mean, they decide that, that toddler decides they want that red truck. Dadgummit, they want the red truck, you know, truck. And they're going to go for that truck. Once they lock in on what they want, they're going to go for it with everything and they got. And that's all they know. You know, it's just raw, primitive, you know, caveman type thing because, you know, nobody else going to give them that truck. They got to go get that truck themselves. And then it does, you know, if somebody, other kid has it or whatever, wait, you're done, they don't understand all those things. They just see a red truck, I want it. And if you stick it up on a counter, no, you can't have the red truck. Immediately, they don't say to themselves, well, I guess I'm not good enough. I guess, you know, I shouldn't have it. No, they immediately start thinking, how can I climb up there and get that darn red truck? I mean, they overdo it. And then, you know, you give them an obstacle, they're going to find a way around it. And they're going to keep going until they get the red truck. And then once they get the red truck, they don't give up and never want any other toy the rest of their life. Kids are going to say, you know, red truck is great. Now, how about that yellow wagon over there? I want the yellow wagon, too. You know, I can put my truck in the yellow wagon. Then they go for that. Kids are always on the move. And that's, you know, that's how they establish themselves. This, we all have gone through these patterns in our lives. I mean, to get things we wanted. But what happens, life gets complicated. Life gets overwhelming. You kind of get, you lose this pattern of how you can control and accomplish. But we've all done it at different times in our life. And what the book does is just point out, this is what you've done when you've won. Somewhere in this pattern is where you've gotten beaten, if you've gotten beaten, or it's where you're getting beaten now, if you're being beaten now. And you don't have to get beat. You don't have to be denied things that you feel like is your destiny to accomplish, that you're driven to accomplish, and you don't have to give up things that you're, you know, that you want to accomplish for your friends and family and community and church. You can make these things happen. And so, Victoria, well, let's go around. We're not going to be, you know, this is kind of a great kickoff call on this. I don't know if I'm going to get a chance to do, when I'm going to get a chance to do another workshop because, it's just so many hours in the week. You know, we've got so much to do. But this has been fantastic. It's got people's heads spinning. Let's wrap this thing up. We've got about another 3 minutes. I'm going to give Victoria, Jeff, and then Neil the final word on this that you want people to take away. But we've all had to learn this. We're all people, folks. We all question ourselves. And, you know, it's us against the world, but you don't have to be a victim, folks. That's what this is about. You don't have to be a victim. You don't have to be denied what you want to have in your life. You know, you can make things happen. So go ahead, Victoria.
Thank you, Larry. It's been fun listening to you and Jeff and Neil on his game and just listening. You start to relive some of those moments, some of those challenges, and how you responded. And the point is to just to keep going anyway. And what did I learn from this moment and how to get better? So it is critical that, you know, you feed your mind with books like this that are critical in any part of your life. You know, and so I'm just grateful to be here. We're not extraordinary people. We just learned the success secrets along the way, and we just put our head down and went to work. and knew exactly what we wanted. So it's like the old saying says, you know, it's not where you're at, it's where you're going. It's so true, you know, and just making new goals along the way. So I appreciate you, you know, just from reading that book alone, I mean, I can just imagine the hours and all the thinking that had to go into it. Because as sometimes we write something in, you know, to share with people, it takes a lot of mental energy, and we appreciate it. So thank you, Larry. I'll give it to Neil.
Yeah. Thank you, Victoria. Yeah, because it's not what we know, it's what we do with what we know. And unless you have yourself mentally organized, you can't push yourself forward. It's never easy. You know, you're never going to have all the answers, but at some point you got to have enough understanding about how this works to be able to push yourself in to the next phase and to stay on track. And that allows you to become like a magnetic force that causes people to fall in and follow you. But if you don't understand things enough to be able to keep yourself on track, you're never going to be able to build an organization or keep people locked in with you. Jeff?
Yeah, Larry. You know, I just think this is such an exciting time and an exciting, you know, book for so many people to read. You know, I was telling you the other day that there are so many examples of success in our company. You know, man, it just blows me away, you know, as we, you know, just got back from our convention and we see thousands and thousands of people, you know. And when I talk about success, I'm not just talking about making a lot of money, which, you know, there's so many people that have made millions and millions and millions of dollars. But not only did they become successful financially, I mean, the people that they are amazing. They're amazing parents and have amazing spiritual lives, and they really have won in every area of their life. And, you know, I love the title of this book, Serial Winner, because ultimately that's what everybody wants to do in life, is they want to be serial winners. They want to win over and over and over and over. And as I think about the title of that book and I think about our company, you know, as I was explaining to you the other day, that if people really knew, you know, how much success there was in our company, they would be kicking our door down trying to get in and understand how the heck we think. And you have done a phenomenal job, Larry, of putting it down in print. And it really will change somebody's life. You know, as I read it, I got it, you know, on a Saturday night at 12:30 at the convention. I was done the next day and couldn't put it down. Have reread it, and I think it's something that we need to study and learn and continue to learn. We have to continue to get better over time, and I'm just so grateful that you took the time, because, you know, what you have is what people want, and we all want to get better, and we all want to live a dream life. And I truly believe that everybody has what it takes as long as they're willing to think the right way and learn from the people that have paved the way for us, you know, like guys like you and the Gerfines and so many other people in our company that have done that. And so I'm excited about it. I think it's going to change a lot of people's lives. I know it's going to change a lot of people's lives. And I'm so excited for those people that are really going to get their hands on this book and then really go out and make something big happen. So thank you.
So we're going to wrap this up. Neil, thanks so much, Jeff. And the fact is, what you said was, if people learn how to think and learn how to, you know, get their heads around this where they can keep themselves on track. Appreciate that. I really love that summary, Jeff. And I thank all of y'all for examples, you know, your personal example and how you're inspiring other people. And Neil and Victoria, thanks so much for being on here, and thanks for the way you pour your life into other people. And I think it's important. I see Primerica people really falling in line behind this thing, promoting it, pushing the pre-sales. I think it's important that we get the attention of the country, like Jeff says, so people, you know, use this as a vehicle to force the country to take a look at Primerica and the people and the values, and not just the things we do as a company, but the kind of lives our people are living, the kind of things they have to offer, and they start, you know, rethinking this as a home base for them to go forward, a lot of them, in their lives. And so you want to put we're at a full hour here, but I'm gonna give you the final word, man.
You know, Larry, I think this workshop call was perfect. I think the book, the timing, like I shared, we talked the other day, and I think the timing for the book is perfect. The fact of the heavy hitter calls, how you're truly magnifying all the up-and-coming emerging leaders, realizing, like, when you started that call, I remember you gave me a call and said this was some of your vision of what you would like to do and how it can change the company. And I think then there was about 30 base shops that were doing over 30,000, and now there's over 75 doing over 30,000. So that thing is definitely doubled since that process. And now to print out this, your book, and get this into people's hands, I really think it's going to enhance longevity of thinking, bigger vision for individuals, better retainment, and people seeing the long term and understanding that success is a process. It's not an overnight success. And I'm just very, very, very excited to be part of that with you, Larry. And thank you.
Well, thanks so much. The three of y'all, you've made an incredible impact this morning. And we're going to get Kelsey on sometime and hear her thoughts. But thanks so much, everybody. It's been incredible to spend the time. We're excited about what you're going to do in the future. And we're excited about your career. Do it big, everybody. Talk to you later.